whatever. It's like violence. Use a plastic knife, okay?
Plastic.
You got it? Yeah? Okay, let's start, guys, okay? Let's begin. All right, we'll start with Daf Lamed. We'll have to determine when the test will be. No, won't be tomorrow because we have to finish Chazara. Okay, let's go. Number one. Let's begin. Yeah. Why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a stolen lulav puzzle on Yontif in the Shar Yamim of Sukkos? What is the makor of this din? So the Gemara says in Chavtesim Adbeis, running on to Lamed of Al-Aleph, it says that Rabbi Yochanan quoted the Tana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who said that there's a famous principle called Mitzvah Bav Avera. And because there's a famous principle of Mitzvah Bav Avera, that's why a stolen lulav on the second day and the rest of the days of Sukkot is possible. For that matter, it would also be ma'azber to us, Pashup Shot, why a stolen lulav on the first day is a problem as well. But you don't need that, because we know Lachem tells me the first day. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan introduces Mitzvah Bav Avera, the apostle, lulav on the second day and the rest of the days, because Lachem is only on the first day. But in theory, it could be also be ma'azber to you why the first day is stolen lulav is possible as well. That's number one. Number two, why is an Asherah not possible mitam Mitzvah Bav Avera? Why is an Asherah not possible because of Mitzvah Bav Avera? So Tosus asked this kasha on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the top Tosos, and he points out that the girsa that he has, and that's our girsa in our Gemara, the reason why a lulav shel asher is possible is because of ketute mechta shiure. You pulverize it virtually, and therefore it's like it has no shear. It is not possible based on mitzvah bav avera. There were girsas that said that, but Tosus said it was a mistaken girsa. It's a girsa mishubeshes. And Tosos points out that you should know, please get this, that mitzvah bav avera is not limited to karbonos. It applies to all mitzvahs. It applies to all mitzvahs, and he proves that from the din of what? He proves that from the din of challah, that it's puzzle, meteoraisa, by all mitzvahs. Okay? He doesn't prove it from lulav, the Maharam says. He proves it from the mitzvah of challah. That challah, if you steal wheat and grind it up and make flour, bake bread, the Gemara says that's a mitzvah bav avera. Since that's a mitzvah bav avera, you see that mitzvah bav avera is not limited to karbonos. It applies to all mitzvahs, and it's possible even minat Torah. When you utilize mitzvah bav avera, it passes it minat Torah, not just midrabanan. That's why the Maharam says he doesn't prove it from lulav. Lulav is not a korban, so why couldn't he have proved it from lulav? Lulav's right the topic right here. Because you might have said that lulav is only possible midrabanan, the Maharam said. Tosus wanted to bring out that what? That challah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah bav avera, passels it minat Torah. Okay? Because lulav on the rest of the days of Sukkot is only a mitzvah d'rabanan. When I say the rest of the days, I mean the second day on. So maybe mitzvah bav avera only has power to passel something d'rabanan. That's why the Maharam said he ignored the topic at hand, and he showed you Gemara Bava Kama about challah. So Tosus says, why tak is Asherah not possible mitzvah bav avera? So he develops an important hagdara, and the hagdara is as follows: that you only say mitzvah bav avera if the avera enables you to do the mitzvah. And by an Asherah, a lulav shel Asherah, the fact that it was deified did not enable you at all to shake the lulav. And therefore, Tosus brands a definition, very important, of when we say mitzvah bav avera. We only say it when the avera enables you to do a mitzvah, and in such a case, the avera here did not enable you to do a mitzvah at all, and therefore, the correct girsa is what? The correct girsa is ketute mechta shiure. He points out that, couldn't I prove that a lulav, that an esrog and lulav, they need a shear from the fact that an esrog is an egos or kabeya? So he debunks that, because why? Why must it be an egos or kabeya? Why, Donnie? Why must it be a shear of an egos or kabeya? Because gemar peiri. If it's not the egos or a beya, then it's not gemar peiri. So which halacha does he show that esrog taka needs a shear? From the din of what? Pilpulin. That a pilpulin is not the correct species that is needed for to fulfill the mitzvah of esrog. You need an esrog. Pilpulin is not minkar likachasa. It's too small. So you see there's a distinct shear that's needed. And if there's a shear that's needed, Izzy, what do you say? Ketute mechta shiurek. So that is the correct din Why lulav shel asher is possible? Because of ketu derech shira, not because of mitzvah of avera, because the avera did not enable you to do the mitzvah. Okay, everyone, get that whole answer, please. Svi, you got that? Please get that down. I want you to get that whole answer. Okay? I want you to get that whole answer, because it's very important, because Tosis proved a lot of different things in that Tosis. Izzy, you got that down? What are the three things he proved in that? I'll hazard over real quickly. Number one, that mitzvah of avera applies to not just korbanos, it applies to all mitzvahs, and it applies, it's possum in a Torah. And he proved it not, and the Maram says he didn't quote lulav, which was the topic at hand. Why didn't he quote lulav, the topic at hand? Because you might have said from lulav, it's only mitzvah of and all possum in the Rabbanan. Because Yom Tov Sheni and the Shar Yom are all zechiv in the Rabbanan. He wanted to prove to you that mitzvah of Avera passes human Torah. That's why he proved it from Chala. Chala, that's why he proved from Chala, because it's possum in a Torah. Okay? And then why does he say mitzvah of Avera is not appropriate to pass a lulav shel asherah, because the Avera does not enable you to do the mitzvah. That's how he tells brands that Hagdara. You must get that. And he says, how do I know that a lulav and esrog needs a shear? Don't tell me that an esrog needs a shear from kebe or kesrog. Because kebe or kewat keegos just tells me gemar peiri. Right? What's the halacha that shows me that esrog needs a shear? From the fact that pilpulin is not good for an esrog. Because it has to be ninkar likichasa. A pilp or pepper is too small. There's got to be a certain shear to it that shows it's recognizable, it's taking. And therefore, once I've proven there's a shear from there, and I say ketute mechteshure, the gears that says mitzvah bar is mistaken. Okay, that answers number one, number two. Please get everything on that nakuda number two. Three, what does Tosis ask in the end of the Tosis? From Matzah Shel Tevel, and how do we say it contradicts the Tosis in the beginning? Tosis asks a pella, and he leaves it as a kasha. Please get this. He says, why on earth does the Gemara need to dig up a pasuk that a matzah shel tevel is possible? What's the pasuk? The pasuk is that matzah is only kosher to eat, okay? Matzah is only kosher to eat if the only potential isser dani will be what? Will be if you don't bake it properly, it's going to develop into chametz. But if there's any side isser that can be thrown in, that disqualifies the mitzvah of matzah. You got me? And matzah shel tevel, we discussed what tevel is. Svi, what is tevel? Where you harvested, at least it's a third grown, you pile it up in a miruach, machlokes Rashi Rambam, do you have to shave off the top and make it neat? And then thirdly, you bring it into your home. Then you must do trumas and maizes once something's called tevel. If you eat tevel without doing trumas and maizes, chayav misa b'dishamayim. It's a terrible isser, but the chiyuv trumas and maizes only comes in when you have reached the din of tevel. So if I eat matzah shel tevel, I'm not yotzei the mitzvah because of this drasha, because it's a side isser. But I thought the only issue is that it'll develop in the chametz. Not in this case. It's also tevel, therefore it's not good matzah. Right? So Gemara stands on its head to give up a whole drasha, to give a whole drasha why matzah shel tevel is usher. What do you need to do that for? Just say mitzvah bab avera. And he blibes by a kasha. Blibes, he leaves it as a kasha. It's a bomb kasha. So we pointed out, we were mechavim to the Shagasari of Baruch Hashem, that contradicts the Tosis earlier. Tosis branded the definition of what mitzvah bab avera is. That only if the avera enables you to do the mitzvah. This concept of tevel did not enable you to do the mitzvah. Remember we said that? Remember we were pilpling about that? Remember Adam Lemaisa? Let's say there was no halach of tevel. So that I would still have the matzah in front of me. The avera did not enable me to get the matzah. You follow me? The avera of tevel is that you didn't mafish chumas and maizes. But it didn't enable me. When I steal the lulav, the stealing, Avram, you getting this down? The stealing enables me to do the mitzvah. The avera of tevel did not enable me to eat the matzah. I could have eaten it what? I could have eaten other wheat. You follow me? Remember we said that? We were saying, but you did eat it. Okay, but lamaisa, I didn't have to have it. The only way I could have gotten the lulav is by stealing it. I could have taken other wheat. And maybe there wouldn't have been an issur of tevel either. There's the avera did not contribute to me eating the matzah. You remember that? That's how we asked an internal steer in the what in the Tosis. Please get that. Okay? All right, believe that. I'm going to ask it on the Bechina. Okay, this is all mahalik with the Tosis. You got that? Yes. So that's number three. Number four, how do we masber the Tosis that there'll be no steer in the Tosis? You got me? How do we masber the Tosis? That's number four, that there's no steer in Tosis internally. Okay, here you are, Akivi. Okay? We said like this. Please get it. We said there's a fundamental rule you got to know. That fundamental rule you must know is, what is the distinction between mitzvah bab avera and eseh dochel lo taseh? On one hand, mitzvah bab avera is, if I do a mitzvah, good morning, Ariel. If you do a mitzvah, and he was through an aver, that's mitzvah of aver. But what is eser dechalot? I say, take the example of what? Sitzus and kilayim. I have wool, my baggit, I have my, let's say my baggit is linen, and my tzitzit are wool. What's the Torah say? Eser dechalot, I say. The rationale behind that, the Rabban al Torah says, eser is done out of love, and a lav is abided by Hashem out of fear. Ava versus Yira, what wins? Ava. But Eser Dechalot is only said when it's Be'idna, where there's simultaneity. At the same time I do the essay, I'm over to Lav. So Eser Dechalot, that is the call of Eser Dechalot. Mitzvah Baba Avera, we always suggest, is when there is no simultaneity. Okay? That's the classical definition. You got to know that Chiluk. But we said you must take it a step further. Because in reality, Donnie, get this, okay? It's going to be on the Bechina Blinetter. In reality, mitzvah ba'avera should apply when it's simultaneous as well. But ese docholot ase takes over. So here we said the Shagasarya argued the following. When you eat the matzah of Tevel, at the same time I eat the matzah, I fulfill a mitzvah, but I'm also over the vera of Tevel. That's be'idna. Why don't I say Eser Dechalot Aseh? Because Tevel has a chiv misa b'nishamayim. Eser is not docha lav sheish bokaris, that's beferish and chas. So he suggests also a chiv misa b'nishamayim, Eser is not docha either. If the lav has with it a chiv misa b'nishamayim, you do not say Eser Dechalot Aseh. So what are you left with? Mitzvah baba vera. And The real mitzvah b'avera, I shouldn't say the real, but track one of mitzvah b'avera is that it applies with simultaneity. And if it applies with simultaneity, so then, in fact, Lamaisa, Taisus says his beautiful chiddush. And that's therefore Taisus, Lamaisa asked the kasha. Taisus asked the kasha, right? Taisus asked the kasha, and he says, what does Taisus ask? Remember we said, isn't he contradicting himself? How is the avera enable you to do the mitzvah? No. The Aveira only enables you to do the mitzvah when it's not Be'idna. That's when Tosa says that Svara. But if it's Be'idna, even if the Aveira is not enabling you to do the mitzvah, you would say mitzvah baba Aveira. And therefore, Tosus asks his kasha. Okay? Therefore, Tosus asks the kasha, and it's a strong kasha. Okay? Tomorrow we'll chaz over what the answer to that might be. Tosus left it as a kasha. But Lamaisa will chaz that over tomorrow, Lamaisa in the Nikud. But one answer might, we'll chazer it tomorrow, we'll get to it. But I want you to know why Tais is not an internal contradiction, Jacob, when he asks the kasha. Because there are two tracks to mitzvah b'avera. There's a mitzvah b'avera that's not bidna. What do you have to say, Avram, to that? That's when the avera enables you to do the mitzvah. That's track one. Track two is when it's bidna, and normally eseh d'cholot aseh bitza mitzvah b'avera. But when you cannot apply eseh d'cholot aseh, namely what? When you cannot apply Eser Dechalot Aseh, namely when it's a law, when Eser is trying to be Docha Lav Sheish Bokar, so Mitzvah Neshamayim, like the Shagasari says, oh, so I can't say Eser Dechalot Aseh, I'll say Mitzvah Babaver. But the Mitzvah Babaver, the Ver didn't enable me to do the Mitzvah. I don't need to say that Svara when it's Be'idna. I don't need to say that Svara. Because the Mice is track one. So if it's track one, I don't need it to what? I don't need that svara that the Aver enables you to do the mitzvah. Because anyway, it's Be'idna. If it's Be'idna, it's we are pure and pristine, and therefore I can say it straight up. And therefore, Tais asks the Kasha, why, Master Sholtevel, do you have to dig up a drush and apostle just say mitzvah of Avera? But isn't that so what he said earlier? No, because there's two tracks in mitzvah of Avera. Adam, you got me? That's the Shtukal Torah. Guys, I want you to get that. Now Tais has left it as a Kasha. We'll chazer over tomorrow what the answer is, Blinetter. Okay? And Lamaisa, a few other Nakuda Zomas, we got to go weiter. Okay, that answer's number four. Please get it. Five. Bottom line is mitzvah b'avera d'oraisa midrabana? So we pointed out, well, it's a machlokus between two Tosafim. The Marsha already pointed it out, that Tosafim on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, we learned first semester, says black on white, that mitzvah b'avera only passes something midrabana. I want you to get how to say it correctly. Meaning you'll say it on a mitzvah d'oraisa, but only pasuls that midrabanan. You're really yotzei min ha'Torah, but it's pasul midrabanan. That was Taisim daf tes amud aleph. You see clearly from our Taisis that's dead wrong. Our Taisis goes out of his way to say, it's not limited to karbanos, it applies to all mitzvahs, and when I apply it to all mitzvahs, I mean to say it's pasul min ha'Torah. No doubt at all. Halacha l'maisa. That was the Marsha's take that it's a machlokes between Tais and Daf Tes. Amud Beis, and Toizan Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. However, the Tzlach had a different take, which I want you to get. That our Tosus is commenting within whose Shita? Reb Yochanan. What does Reb Yochanan hold? Reb Yochanan holds Mitzvah Babaver is in fact the Din D'Oraisa. No doubt. It is in fact the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. No doubt. However, Tosan Daf Tes is according to who? Shmuel, who says that Mitzvah Babaver is only a rabbinic institution, that apostles only mean Rabbanah. So that's how the Slach wanted to say that it's not really a Machlekes in Tosus. Our Tosus was going like Reb Yochanan, and the Tosan Daf Tes is going like Shmuel. So please get that. Those are two approaches, we said, to handle whether Mitzvah Babaver is D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan. Apostles mean Atarius Min Raisa. Min Raisa or D'Rabbanan. Okay, that answers number five. Number six. What did the Yerushalmi say in Mitzvah Baba Avera? So, there was a very important Yerushalmi, Masechah Shabbos, beautiful Yerushalmi. Every Gemara is beautiful, Pirik Yud Gimel Halacha Beis. What did the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi said that if you eat stolen matzah, you are not Yotze. Yerushalmi says that, Beferish. And then the Yerushalmi continues. I want you to make sure you get all the dinim. What happens if you carry the matzah in Rishus HaRabim? You're overhauled saw, and then you eat that matzah. Are you Yotze? Yes. And then the Yerushalmi continues and says, what happens if you tear a baggin on Shabbos for Chi of Kriya? Are you Yotze your mitzvah of Kriya? Yes. Please get those three dinim. Yerushalmi lays down three dinim. If you eat matzah, stolen matzah, you're not Yotze. If you carry the matzah through Shabbos on the night of the Seder, or with Shabbos, Yontar Shechalios with Shabbos, and you eat the matzah, you are Yotze. And if you what rip a beged on Shabbos for a Chiv Kriya, that one of your seven loved ones died, you are Yotze. And then the Yerushalmi continues and says, there's a Shita who holds Mitzvah Baba Avera, and then there's a Shita that says that the whole din doesn't exist. Ein Avera Mitzvah. Or I'm sorry, Ein Mitzvah Avera. That a mitzvah cannot become an Avera. I mean, there's no institution all Mitzvah Baba Avera. That's the Yerushalmi lock, stock, and barrel. Please get it. But what the Rav Zatzal made famous about this was, is that Yerushalmi's chiddush is that there must be a problem with the chefza. When the chefza is diseased or averaized, as we can coin a phrase to now today, if you're going to averaize a chefza, then we'll say mitzvah baba avera. So the matzah is a chefza shel mitzvah. You stole it, you got a problem. However, when you carry, it's an external isser. I didn't disease the matzah. The aveira of carrying is not imposed now on the chefza. And when you have tear kriya, it doesn't have to be on the chefza of beged. The beged just creates a scenario where you can tear kriya, but it's not a din in the beged. So the Yerushalmi is mechadish this hagdara. Please get it. The Rav Zatzal loved this Yerushalmi. That mitzvah baba avera is only when you can pin the avera on a chefza will it disqualify the mitzvah which is on the chefza as well. And therefore, if the mitzvah is on the chefza and the avera is on the chefza, then you're done. That's where we say mitzvah baba avera. So please get that Yerushalmi, phenomenal chiddush. Get all the dinim and the two shitas in there, halacha lemaisa. So that answers number what? Number six.
Rebbe,
yes, Matthew, go ahead.
The Rav's Mahav is basically saying that when you use like the object of the mitzvah as part of your crime, then or as part of your sin, your avera, then it becomes a disease.
I don't know if you have to say like that because
like by
no, I don't think you have to say like that. I'll tell you why. Because you don't have to say that I'm glad you asked me that. You don't have to say the case of Yerushalmi is that it was your matzah and my stealing was done through eating. I could steal it first with my hands on Erev Pesach or 2 days before, and then end up eating it. The chefza has been diseased because the chefza has been stolen.
No, I'm saying your avera was not revolving, but you stole the mitzvah. Your avera was the mitzvah, so therefore it's a diseased.
Right. What I'm saying to you is that you're asking good, is that you don't have to say that I stole it through the eating. I could also say that I stole it a few days earlier and then I eat it. But the fact is the chefza is diseased because I've stolen the item. That's what I want to bring out to you. Now, you're asking good. But I don't want to limit you, Shami, to say that the stealing was done through eating. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
What I'm asking is, is then, by Lulav Shel Asherah or Irani Dacha, why would that not be a Would that be a disease chefsa, that because of mechta shiura was now evaporated, so it wasn't a disease chefsa?
No, because the Aveira did not enable me at all, according to the Shittas HaTosis, to do the mitzvah. Correct. It was just a deification that had nothing to do with it.
How would the Ravs, like Svaro, because disease chefsa, how would that not apply to Lusha Shara?
Nerds, you're saying according to the Ravs Hagdar of the Yushami, could you say that on Lulav Shel HaSheira? You're saying. It's a good point. Maybe you could. In other words, Tulsa said that Girsa was wrong. Remember he said Girsa Mishubeshasi? So Matthew's bringing up a good point. Maybe you could say a Svara that according to the Rav, maybe you understand Mitzvah Bavir on Lulav Shel HaSheira because it's on the Chefsa. Well said.
It could be that it would be Mitzvah Bavir because of Mechta Shura, it doesn't.
Yeah, because the Aveira is on the Chefsa. Very good. Could be. Could very well be. That would be Matzik that Girsa. Excellent. Okay, that's number 6. 7. What is the marshal that the Gemara gives by Mitzvah Bav Aveir? So the Gemara says straight out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Let's do this and we'll come back to Yavim. Okay? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Meshubim Yochai. He quotes a pasuk. This pasuk is in Yeshayahu, Anavi. Basically, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, so who cares whether something's stolen? He owns everything. If you have a king, though, that's traveling on a toll, and he pays the toll, and all his employees and his servants say, what are you doing paying the toll? You own all land. Because I want people to learn from me that I don't want them to steal. Just like I'm paying, I want them to pay, even though I don't have to pay. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, I know I own everything. But the way you act is stealing something from someone else, even though at the end of the day I own everything, this is improper. So please get that muscle. Yes, Avram, go ahead.
Wasn't the Rav saying from the Yerushalmi that the disease itself is what enabled you to be Yotze?
Yeah, but I don't know if he's saying like our Tulsas. He's trying to.
The disease of the Asherah that doesn't enable you to.
Yeah, but I don't know if the Rav said the word enabling. That's putting together the Tulsas with the Yushalmi, the Tulsas by Asadaf Laman. I don't think you have to say that. That's why I think Matthew's point is well taken. The Rav didn't necessarily say enabling. He just said as long as the Chefs has been diseased, doesn't necessarily have to enable you. So that's why it's possible to say Mitzvah Baver might apply. Okay, that enabling was Tisus. The Yushami didn't say anything about that. Okay, that's the what? That's number 6. Number 7. Yeah, go ahead, Matthew. Real quick, go ahead.
Is Mitzvah Bava Vera a pasuk?
We're going to get to the marker. We're going to get to the marker.
Because then wouldn't it, if it's from...
We said the marshal seemed to imply that it was a svar. We'll get to it. It's a question. We'll get to it. It's a question. Yeah, God willing. Go ahead, Adam.
I'm not understanding how the Rav explains the diseased chefza to explain that how the Yushalmi says that there's no mitzvah b'aver. Does that mean he's saying that?
No. There's a day in Yushalmi that says no concept at all. Uh-huh. But there's another day that says there is, and the Yushalmi is working with that day that says there is. But in that Yushalmi that we saw inside, there was a day of Amoraim that said the whole din doesn't exist, which is which we had one approach at Shmuel doesn't hold of. But that Yushalmi is working with the day that says Mitzvah Bavera does exist. Uh-huh. And then it gives this Agdara.
And then the Rav explained that.
Yes, it's all within the day that we hold Mitzvah Bavera. I was just telling all the Yushalmi in its totality. Okay? That was Yushalmi's totality. The 3 cases plus the 2 Shittas. Okay. That answers number 6. That answers number 7 we did. Number 8. What's the Shittah of Shmuel Agabi Lulav on Gazel B'Yontov Sheni? So I want you to get this. There are 2 ways to say it. Okay, actually, there's a continuation of the question. Umahu Lashono Bagamara. So let's go. Donnie, you with me? Let's get this. Okay? Let's get this. Shmuel is Machadish, an amazing Chiddush. He says, a stolen lulav on Yontav Sheni. You got this? Yeah, let's write it down now. It'll wake you up. Number 8. What is Shmuel's sheet? The stolen lulav on Yontav Sheni is kosher. He says the following Lashon. Mitoch sheyotze b'shaul, yotze nami b'gozel. You got to get it. Mitoch means since sheyotze b'shaul, yotze with a borrowed one, yotze with a stolen one. That is his Lashana Gemara. And Lamaisa, he says an amazing Kiddush. So we said one of 2 svaras you could suggest. Number 1, Tosis on the bottom says that Shmuel holds that mitzvah ba bavera does not apply to a mitzvah midrabanan. Namely, shaking the lulav in the second day and the rest of the day. The sukkah is only the rabbanon. We do not apply the principle of mitzvah b'aveira to a mitzvah midrabanan. That's 1 svar we said for Shmuel, which is against Rabbi Yochanan, and it says you do. Then there's another possibility to say, Svasemis has like that. What'd you say? The Tysus on the bottom, the last line, Tysus straight up. The last Tysus on the one line, Tysus. And then the other Svar we said was from the Svasemis. The Svasemis wanted to suggest, maybe you could say that Shmuel Bichlal, that's what I was just saying to Adam, does not hold of Mitzvah Bava Vera at all. Maybe Bichlal, he doesn't hold of the concept. There's a possibility that maybe the institution of Mitzvah Bava Vera does not exist in Shmuel's eyes. So those are two ways why you could say that a stolen lulav and yontif sheni would be kosher and the rest of the days of sukkahs. Is you got it? Please get that. That's number 8. 9. How is Tosis Maz with the Machloek Stream Yochan and Shmuel the Galilu of Yozel? And what was the Kasha of the Rajulti, Mishnas Yaivitz, on the Tosis? That's the name of his Sefer. So we just said it, but now let's get the Kasha. Tosis says on the last Tosis there, that it's a fundamental machlokes whether yontif, whether mitzvah bavavir applies to a mitzvah midrabanan. Rabbi Yochanan says yes, Shmuel says no. Fine. But Rav Zhulti says, I'm bothered by this. Because if according to Tosfos, it is a fundamental machlokes, a global machlokes, or a universal machlokes in Kol HaTorah, which is the way we said it over, this is very fundamental. Does mitzvah bavavir apply to a mitzvah midrabanan? So why does the Gemara only present it very locally to the mitzvah of lulav? The Gemara should have said, a general rule, out of mitzvah d'rabbanan, do you apply mitzvah bava vera? The Gemara doesn't say that at all. The Gemara seems to present it very locally, only to what? Only locally to the mitzvah of lulav and yontif sheni. And Rav Zhulti was bothered by, according to Tosfos, I'm very bothered by, why did the Gemara present it locally when it should have presented it in a universal, global way of kol HaTorah kulo? Is the klal of mitzvah bava vera applied to mitzvah d'rabbanan? Very strong kasha. Beautiful kasha of Shulti. Okay, we got it? Okay, that's 9. 10. What's the kasha? Guys, I want you to call me. Go over it. If you missed the shir, please listen on the computer. Okay? And you can call me for kashas. Okay? So we'll see when we have the bechira. I don't know if we'll finish by the end of the week. We'll see. Okay? But we'll see. I want you guys to, I know you guys to forget about the midterms. It's easier said than done. But try to focus on the what? Focus on the Chazara, please, so you know it clear. Okay, I was chazaring last night. You have to try to, this is the time Chazara. Okay, what's number what? That's number 9. Oh, 10 we're up to. What's the kasha of the Mishnah Shaivitz on the Lashon of Shmuel, and what's the steer in the Mechaber Legabi Gezel? Let's get it. Rav Zhulti was bothered by another kasha I want you to get. What kind of Lashon is that? Mitoch Sheyotze B'Shol Yotze B'Gezel. What kind of language is that? And since you yotze with borrowing, you yotze with gezel, who cares about borrowing? We're not talking about borrowing. We're talking about a stolen lulav. Why does Rabbi Yudam or Shmuel throw Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman and say, mitosh yotze, I don't care what you hold about shawl. The topic hand is stealing. So Rav Zhulti was very bothered by, what kind of lushin is that? Mitosh yotze b'shawl yotze name b'gezel. The topic at hand was not borrowing, it was robbery. And number 2, he pointed out a steer. The Mechaber Paskins and the Rambam Paskins like who? Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. That what? That a stolen lulav and yontif sheni is kosher in the rest of the days. Absolutely kosher. Lock, stock, and barrel. Who argues? The Ramah and the Ravid. A stolen lulav is possible. Straight up. The Ramah and the Ravid hold like Rav Yochum Mishum Mishum Reyochai. The Rambam and the Mechaber hold like who? Shmuel. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni in the name of Shmuel. I keep saying Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, I'm Shmuel. You follow me? Straight up Machalikas, guys. So the Mechaber says it's kosher. Stolen lulav in the second day is kosher the rest of the days. Lo and behold, you get to the Siman on Hoshana Rabbah, and he says stolen Aravas are bad. Why? Hoshana Rabbah is the rest of the days of Sukkot. All of a sudden he says a stolen one is bad. Steer in the Mechaber. Mogan Ram asks Kasha Prima Godin. That's number what? Number 10. Please get it. Number 1, the Lashon, the Gemara bothered him. Mitoch Sheyotze B'Shol Yotze Name B'Gozel. And number 2, the Stira by a stolen lulav is kosher and a stolen Hoshana Rabbah is Psula. Yes, Avram?
Oh, I didn't have a question.
Oh, you got it? Donnie, you got this? Okay, that answers number 10. 11. What was the Mahalach of the Mishnah Yavitz or Rav Agon of Zulti Zatzal, the great Gon, in order to answer the Kashias, these Kashias? And how is he mazim achlez Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel like Rabbi Gezel Yontif Sheni? So he says like this. Please get it, guys. He wants to develop a beautiful mahalik and say as follows: that there's a fundamental machloek is what the nature of shaking the lulav in the second day of Sukkot is in the rest of the days. Is it patterned after the first day? Namely, using the Ritva B'Shem the Bale HaTaisvis, that there's an element of Ritsui on shaking the lulav on the first day. Memelu, the second day, and the rest of the days are patterned after that. And therefore, there's an element of Ritsui as well. And thereby, we will apply the principle of mitzvah baba aver. Again, we're going with the Ritva B'Shem Bale HaTaisvis, that it's only limited to mitzvahs that generate Ritsui. Or no! Do I say that the second day and the rest of the days of Sukkot is midin zeichel lemikdash and that's it? It's to commemorate what was done in the Beis Hamikdash, like Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai's takana. They shook the lulav every day in Sukkot. That's what we do nowadays. But it is not patterned after the first day. And there is no element of Ritsui. And it is disconnected strongly from the first day. It is simply zeichel lemikdash. And if that's the case, we can plug it in now. Because mitzvah baba aveira, should it apply or not? So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni says in the name of Shmuel, mitoch sheyotze b'shol is a flag, is an indicator that the second day is not like the first day. Because is borrowing good on the first day? No, it's not. The fact that it's not good on the first day, and borrowing is good on the second, it shows it conceptually is not patterned after it. Therefore, you do not apply mitzvah baba aver because it's not called Ritsui according to the second day in the Gemara. And therefore, that's exactly what he was trying to bring out. Mitoch sheyotze b'shol yotze nami b'gozel. And therefore, he says, according to our Mahalach, the first sheet in the Gemara says it is patterned after the first day. It is considered Ritsui, and therefore you do apply the principle of mitzvah baba aver, without a doubt. You apply the principle across the board. And therefore, since it's patterned after it, that's why your apostle is stolen lulav the second day and onward. And based on this now, he answered his kasha, which goes against Tosus. You know why the Gemara presented it locally? Because it's not a universal global machlokus, whether mitzvah baba aver applies to what? A mitzvah rabbanan. It's very localized to what? To lulav on the second day and the shar yom. Is that ritsui or not? That's exactly why the Gemara doesn't say it's a global universal machlokus, because it's only very limited to lulav. So that's how he answers all those kashas. So he answers what the hezbra of the machlokus is, he answers the lashon of the Gemara, bless you, mitoch sheyotze b'shol, and he answers why the Gemara did not what? Convey it in an universal kol haTorah kula way. It's only localized regarding Sukkah. Please get this shtickle, okay? Please get it. Yes. And then he answers the steer in the Mechaber. How does he answer the steer in the Mechaber? Beautifully. Because Hoshana Rabbah has an element of Ritsui to it. Even though he paskins that the second day and onward has no Ritsui, therefore a stolen lulav on the second day and the rest of the days is kosher, but Hoshana Rabbah, we're trying to get our seal in to the Avishter to get a piskatava, has an element of Ritsui, therefore you apply the principle of mitzvah baba aver. Thank you, very good. They're very good, Abba. Please get this shtickle. Yes, Donnie.
But unlike the first day for lulav, where it's not, it's like it's Ritsui, like straight up, it's not like we don't shake it for the Zahira. Seventh day still is a Zahira for the Oshanos.
But it's more than that. It's more than that. It has an element of Ritsui, no doubt, according to Alpi Kabbalah. That's the last psak. I understand, but it has that. It has that. According to the second sheet in the Gemara, all it has is Zechel and Mikdash. That's it. There's no element of Ritsui. Okay? Whereas Hoshana Rabbah is. Okay?
Is zero Ritsui at first 2 through 7? Or just
according to the second sheet in the Gemara, correct. It's simply Zechel and Mikdash. Takana of Rebekah and Zakkai, and that's it. There's no element of Ritsui. Hoshana Rabbah, though, has it. Okay? Well said. Okay? Very good. That answers number what? 11. Let's go, guys.
Is it like Ritsui in the first day, or is it just the first time you shake it?
No, no, the first day. We're going to chazer a question we brought up tomorrow about, you know, the first day, whether it's an indigo to Beis HaMikdash. We'll chazer that tomorrow, okay? Let's go now. We're up to what? Number 12. Here we go. Let me ask you, Akasha. The Slach pointed out a beautiful thing. It's bizarre, the second opinion in the Gemara, the Slach asks. Why is the second opinion in the Gemara bizarre? Why is it that you would not say mitzvah baba aver? We have a famous principle where, in Psachim, and Daf Lamed, the Rav would spend hours sometimes to explain many dinim. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. The Rabbanon made it, the Takanas, they didn't make it in a vacuum. They would model it after a din D'Oraisa. Remember the example that we gave? The Rav said, Shinui Makom. You drink a soda over there and you come into the shir room, you need a new shahakal. Shinui Makom Sarach Levarach. Now, brachas are the Rabbanan Birkas Nenin. Where did that concept come of Shinui Makom? So, where did the Rav said it came from? Remember? Shinui Makom by Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in different makomos. We have that even in the Seder, halacha l'maaseh. You're not allowed to eat Afikomen in different makomos in the house. You have to stay in one place when you eat the Afikomen. Because the Afikomen is Eichel Korban Pesach. But that's the Rav took this klal very seriously. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan. You don't need the Rav. The Gemara says. So what does Stach say? He says, I can't believe Shmuel. What is Shmuel talking about? Why would Shmuel say there's no mitzvah baber on the other days? The Chiyuv is the Rabbanan. The first day of the Chiyuv, the Raisa has it. So what do we say the Pshat is? Right? You got the Kasha? Why is the Shlach all of a sudden, the Shlach says, why is Shmuel going to ignore Kol the Tikkun Avram? You got me? Why is he ignoring Kol the Tikkun Rabbanan and the Raisa Tikkun? It's an accepted principle. I mean, if the mitzvah of the Araisa has this klal and it's possible it's stolen, so wouldn't you model the mitzvah of the Rabbanan after this? And possible a stolen one? That's a Slach's kasha. Slach's has a beautiful hesber. Please get it. He says that it goes like this. Rabbi Yochanan's mitzvah of Babaver is a psul di Araisa. It's an institution that's di Araisa. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? I'm sorry, what does Shmuel hold? It's only a rabbinic institution. The whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, is a rabbinic institution. And therefore, on something where the gufa mitzvah is the Rabbanan, on trade the Rabbanans, we're not going to say, call the tikkun Rabbanan candy rice a tikkun. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, you're dealing with two rabbinic topics here. Number one, mitzvah baba there is the Rabbanan, according to Shmuel. Number two, shaking lulav on the second there is the Rabbanan. So there's no mandate of call the tikkun Rabbanan candy rice a tikkun. When something is only one mitzvah Rabbanan, then okay, there's a mandate. But here you have a double the Rabbanan. So as a double brother, why do I have such a mandate? So that was the Slach's beautiful Chiddush, very beautiful Lamaisa. So why he said this Svara, why in a sense he ignores Kol the Tikkun Rabbanan again. He's not ignoring it. Because it's the mitzvah what? It's a two the Rabbanans. The mitzvah is the Rabbanan and the institution is considered to be the Rabbanan. Okay, fine. I'm pretty sure that I asked this later, Lamaisa, when we get to it, know about the Makor. I didn't write it? All right, we'll have to include it in the question then. Okay, that answers number what? 12. 13. What's the machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri legabe mitzvah above Averi? What's the machlokes regarding Rabbeinu Tam?
If it applies that.
I do have, what'd you say?
Question continues.
I couldn't hear you.
It's a two question.
Oh, okay.
Next page of the road.
Oh, what's the machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri legabe mitzvah above Averi? Thank you, Jacob. And what? And how does the Rav Maz with the machlokes? Okay.
Oh, it's if it goes on further, not if the chefetz is diseased, then it's dead.
Okay. So let's say it over. So the Rav said like this, but I was looking for if I wrote in here whether what the makor is, so we'll include it. Okay, we'll have to include it in one of the questions. Let's get this. So the Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that mitzvah ba'aveira applies. Mitzvah ba'aveira applies even after you hold Yehush Kona. There's a major machlokus in Amorayim whether Yehush alone is kona an object if you steal. Remember what we said about kinyan exela? Yeah. What are kinyanim and halacha? Kinyanim and halacha are bilateral, yes?
Yeah.
In other words, I give you an object and you buy it. Das kona, das makden, amaisa kinyan. But the chiddush of the Torah is if you steal something, unilaterally I have kona the object. Either through Yehush alone or Yehush and Shin Rishus. Who's Shin Rishus? It's by the third guy. Remember we always stress that? Shin Rishus is always by the third guy. I steal from Dovi, I give it to Svi, Svi Gizchal. Shin Rishus, Yehush plus Shin Rishus is good. What Shinui Maisa, Shinui Hashem, where you do it, I steal it straight up, I do a Shinui on the object, or I do a Shinui Hashem. That's good on its own even without Yehush. Okay? That's good even on its own without Yehush. So we said that Rabbeinu Tam said an amazing Kiddush. Rabbeinu Tam said that Mitzvah Bavera can continue even after you hold Yehush alone as Kona. Why is that? So Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Rav said it's the din in the chefsa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, halacha l'maaseh, we view the chefsa as being diseased, and therefore, even if what? Even if I'm kind of the object through Yehush, but since the chefsa is diseased, the din of mitzvah b'avera continues. Now we'll get to tomorrow about going to another man. Let's assume within the same person, Yol Yehush b'chdi alone. Yehush b'chdi means alone. Yesh B'di is Kona, I still say Mitzvah Bavera continues. And therefore, because it didn't have Chefs. It comes along the Re, and that's our Tysis as well. Even though I think our Tos didn't quote the Re by name. But the Re holds, please get it, Tysis holds, please get it, Beferish. That's that acceptable. Mitzvah baba avera does not continue after Yerush Kediyas Kona. Once you Kona the object, you're done. Because you are no longer a shame ganef that we can associate it with the mitzvah baba avera. Because according to the Ri, you look at the Gavra. And since according to the Ri, you look at the Gavra, and I'm no longer what? Considered to be a ganef because I was Kona the object. Therefore, halacha lamaisa, it's paka the shame psul bonageil mitzvahs. That's the chiddush according to what? That's the chiddush according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds, I'm sorry, according to the Ri, Yerush B'di is kona mila paka the shame psul so gazel agabi mitzvahs. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a din in what? It's not a din in mominus. Remember we said according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's like more of a din in orachayim? Remember we said that? It's like a din in being a lamaisa, it's disease, so it continues. It's not a totally din in mominus. According to the Ri, it depends on din in mominus. Once you say, Avram, I've cornered the object, mitzvah baba avera does not continue. Okay? Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
In the case of the Gemara with Avi Kari, if they tell them not... Like,
we'll get to that tomorrow. We didn't get to it. We'll get to tomorrow. We're not going to get to it. We'll get to it tomorrow. Okay? We're doing, just out of Amadav. We'll get to that case tomorrow. Avanakri. Okay? Yeah, towards the bottom, though. I'm saying up to the bottom, Lamais. Okay? We'll get to that tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, that's number what? That's number, 13. That was number 18.
No, that's 13.
13, 14. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach? And this is what I want you to add on there. For that matter, what is the makor of mitzvah bava avera? So the makor, please put in 14 as well, and what does the Rambam say in Yisurim Mizbeach? The Rambam writes, you got to get this. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach that mitzvah bava avera applies if the mitzvah is only the Rabbanon, and even if the Aveir is only the Rabbanon. Okay? The Rambam basically says that mitzvah baba avera in Ilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam writes that even if the Aveir is the Rabbanon, we still will apply the principle of mitzvah baba avera. I want you to get that.
Is that the Rabbanon including D'oraisa or just D'oraisa?
No. For sure, if the mitzvah is D'oraisa, we apply the principle of mitzvah baba avera if the Aveir is D'oraisa. But the Rambam points out to you there that even if the Aveir is the Rabbanon, we will still apply mitzvah baba avera. Okay, that we had not discussed until we got to that Rambam. All the averas we've always discussed, the mitzvah averas, are averas that are deraisa averas. The Rambam writes black on white, Ilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, he quotes Damai. Damai is considered to be an avera derabanan, and he applies the principle of mitzvah baba avera, even if what? Even if the avera is only derabanan. Okay? The flip side, what the Rambam paskin? That a stolen lulav on the second day is kosher. Why is that, Avram? Why is a stolen lulav on the second day considered to be okay? Because mitzvah baba avera, according to the Rambam, does not apply to what? Does not apply to, you could say one of two ways. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs of ritzui. Maybe it's not ritzui. Okay? But the Rambam writes beferish, I want you to get it, that a mitzvah baba avera can apply to a mitzvah that is deraisa, and the avera is derabana. It can also apply if what? If the mitzvah is derabana and the avera is deraisa. The only reason why he makshers what? The only reason why he makshers a lulav what? Why is he makshers a lulav agals on the second day? Because it's not ritzui. Maybe mitzvah baba avera only applies in yonim of ritzui. But I want you to get that Ram in the Surim Mizbeach. I don't care whether the Aveir is the Rabbanan or the mitzvah is the Rabbanan. We still apply the mitzvah baba avera across the board. And for that matter, what is the makor of mitzvah baba avera? So what are the two makoros? Okay. Pasuk and Micha. Ve'veisim is a pisach. And what does Yerushalmi quote? Eila HaMitzvahs. Eila HaMitzvahs. So the way Rav Zulti says it is that Ve'veisim is a pisach is a din in the Chefsa. Eila HaMitzvahs is a din in the Gavra. There are two tracks of mitzvah baba avera. One is in the Chefsa, one is in the Gavra. And that's reflected by the fact that two makoros. We said maybe the Mashal telling you maybe it's a Svara too. Maybe it's a Svara also. But the bottom line is I want you to know the makoros. The Vesim is a Pesach, Paskin Micha, the Argamar. It's a Micha or Malachi?
Malachi.
It's a Malachi. I'm sorry, I apologize. Thank you, Matthew. And it's Eila Mitzvahs. Thank you very much. So Eila Mitzvahs is a Paskin Chumash. So Lomaisa, we said that if you say it's a Paskin Navi, Divrei Kabbalah, Lafke, Divrei Torah, Dami, Machlokes, Re, Barceloni, Balamor, Rov, Rishon, excellent, Matthew. So that's why you have to say, you have to put it together with the Svara as well, Korbono. Maybe Korbono is also a pasuk in the Chumash. Add that on. So if I ask you, what's the makor of mitzvah avera? There are at least three makoros. Ve'veisim is a pisayach, Eila mitzvahs, and Korbono. also as well. Korbono has also as well, and also a svara based on the mashal. Okay? Yishami says you do mitzvahs kimitzvasim. These are the mitzvahs Hashem is giving you. Do them kimitzvasim. Don't do them in a form of an aveira. That's the Yishami's drasha. Yes, Matthew, go ahead. Real quick, because we gotta invite you. Go ahead.
If we were to take the side that that the makor for mitzvah there is a pasuk from Nach, would that be an example of a derabbanan being ma'akev deraisa?
Yes, if you say divrei kabbal lav kedivrei torah dami, but we want to say there are other makors that show it's a problem in minatayr. Very good. Okay, vaitu, that would be an example. Very good. Okay, that answers number what?
14.
That answers 14. 15, guys, let's go. What are the three kashas of Taisa Dirmasko Ki? And what does he quickly try to answer in the third kasha very well? So Taisa says like this. Taisa says I have three kashas. Number one, the Gemara says above a comment, Samach Vavim and Beis, that a stolen korban is a problem from korbano. The makor is korbano. Problem is here we learn out from Mikem. So that's the first kasha. Even though there's a mandarma that says that we're talking about you stole a korban of your friend who already was makdashin, but there's another opinion that doesn't say the pasuk's talking about that. So why? Which makor is it? Is it from Mikem or Karbono? That's number one kasha. Please get it down. Number two kasha is that before Yeush it's pashut in our over in the Gemara Baba Kam you don't need a pasuk. In our Gemara Lamaisa it says you need a pasuk. Over there it's Masif in the Yeush, you don't need a pasuk. It says Karbono lo gazel. It says if it's before Yeush, why you need a pasuk, Lamaisa? It's a double pasuk that is pasul. What do you mean? Our Gemara digs up what? Mikem. That's the second kasha. The first kasha is what? Korbano and Mikem. The second kasha is that our Gemara implies you need a pasuk if they use. The Gemara over there in Baba Kama says it's a double pasuk. That's second kasha. Number three kasha is, what are you talking about? Mikem is already used up. The first Pirka Chulin says that Lamaisa, A Jewish man that became a mumra cannot bring a korban. A goyish man that went off the derech and does avodah zara doesn't just do monotheism, because a goy, one of the seven mitzvahs is considered to be avodah zara. A goy that goes off the derech halacha lemaisa, we do makabla korban of a mumra who's a goy. So it's already used up. So how do you use mikem to exclude guzel? Those are the three kashas of Tosis. So Tosis quickly tries to answer the third one by saying, you know what? In Chulin, it did not mean Mikem, but rather it meant from the beginning of the Pasuk. It didn't mean from the beginning of the Pasuk, it meant the end of the Pasuk, where it says Korbanchem. A lot of times the Shas might quote the beginning of Pasuk, but doesn't mean the beginning of the Pasuk. Doesn't mean Mikem, it means the end of the Pasuk. So he says maybe we find a precedent for that by Lotischatin Bam, that how do you know if you marry a Shiksa, God forbid, the Kedusha is not Chal. But Tosfos says that's only by the Shiva Amim, it's not by all Goyim. So therefore he says, well, look at the end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk is, it's not Lo Tischaten Ban, right? It's the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Lo Tischaten Ban. We're not referring to Lo Tischaten Ban, I'm referring to the Hemshech of the Pasuk. The Hemshech of the Pasuk says what? The Hemshech of the Pasuk is not Lo Tischaten Ban, it says Lo Maisa different. It says Bitcha Lo Tite Lebeno. That's what it means. So therefore Tosfos suggests, don't ask me the third Kasha. The third kasha is not a kasha. Because the Gemara Nechulun didn't need Mikem, and then Korbanchem. Tosfos rejects that. Why did you reject that? Please get that. Why did you reject that? What's the terence of Tosfos Doicha? Please get the rejection. It's not mashrim in that way in the Gemara at all that we're referring to the end of the pasuk. The Gemara meant Mikem, and it said Mikem. Did not mean Korbanchem. Okay, that answers number 15.
What's the second kasha?
Second kasha is... The second kasha, Jacob, is as follows. That the Gemara in Baba Kama takes it as a davar pashut, that lifnei yeush, we know for sure it's not good. If you take a korban, you steal it and try to offer it. You don't need a pasuk at all. But the Gemara in what? The Gemara by us digs up a pasuk. So you have to dig up a pasuk. It seems like it's a chiddush. You needed a pasuk for it. The Gemara in Baba Kama doesn't quote a pasuk at all. It's a davar pashut that it's not good. Korbanah, you don't need a pasuk. That was the second kasha. Okay, the answer number 15, 16. What's the terence of Tosfos that answers all three kashas? One swoop. They all fall like a domino. So Tosfos develops the theory that a lot of times in Shas, the Gemara Lamaisa doesn't quote the real Makor. So he points out the following. He says, and I want you to get this din. If you steal something from someone, Baloni Shaishu Abailim, can either guy makdish the object? Gezel Baloni Shaishu Abailim, both guys can't be makdish. The Gazlan cannot be makdish, why not? Because it's not his. And the Nigzo can't makdish because it's not his domain. It's not Shalom and Bershuso in order to be makdish it. Now, Halacha Lamaisa, even the sheet that says you don't need what? Even the sheet that says you don't need Rishuso is Moda that it's got to be yours. Everyone agrees that Gazan can't do it. So therefore, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that when it says in Merubin, Lamali Krah, because we know for sure you need what? Yakdish is Beso. Beso is the mucker. So a lot of times in Shas, it quotes Mikem, even though I know be Beso. The real mucker is Beso. Mikem is just a backup. But it's the Derech of the Gemara to always quote what? The backup, Halacha L'maisa. But the real mucker is what? Kibeso. The real mucker is Kibeso. So how does that answer all three kashas? Let's think. What was the first kasha? First kasha was Korbano or what? Or Mikem. Korbano is the real mucker. Korbano with Beso is the real mucker. It's got to be yours. Right? Kibeso tells you the same thing. It's Korbano. It's got to be yours. How does it answer the second kasha? Second kasha was what? What is our Gemara quotes Mikem? It didn't really mean Mikem. Our Gemara quotes Mikem. It's just quoting the mucker. It's really not the real mucker. So it's not a kasha. And the third kasha was what? Isn't Mikem used up in Chulin? It can be used up in Chulin. Because Mikem is just a backup for us regarding our din of mitzvah b'avera. So therefore, all three kashas fall like a domino, and that's Tosha's theory. That answers number 16. 17. What are the two dugmos of Tosha's that is a riot to the Teretz? What are the two examples that Tosha's gives? Please get it. What are the two? What are the examples? So, first example is very beautiful. All of them are. Are you allowed to check the goyim during the night, or must you do it bidet? If you're a kohen, wants to check if someone has saras. So the Gemara says you must do it during the day, and it quotes the pasuk ubiyom hayros bo in Sanhedrin, but in Moikar it quotes a different pasuk. And that pasuk is what is used up for lechasin. You never check a chasin if he has saras. Okay? But how do you know you have to check him biyom? Because it says kenegin nearly. So which pasuk is it? Is it the pasuk of what? Biyom heirosobo? Or is it the pasuk of kenegin nearly? Which one is it? So Tosfos says, I'll tell you which one it is. The real markers leave a lola ori. All that the Gemara said was, is that what? Is that lemaisa? You have, now it's open to tell me the din, and you don't look at a chasim. But when the Gemara and Sanhedrin quoted it, it was a backup mucker. It wasn't the real mucker. The real mucker is kenegin nearly. When we quoted Sanhedrin, it was a backup mucker if you didn't have it. Once it's used up, that you don't need it, then you can use it. That's taught to tell me the din of a chasim. You don't check a chasim during a Sheva Brachos whether he has saras. That's the first example. What's the second example? In the end of the second parak of Megillah, that you only do the mitzvah of Mila when? In the daytime. How do you know? Because it says B'yom HaShmini. Yes? B'yom HaShmini. That's in Maseches Megillah. What's the problem? In Maseches Shabbos, it uses that same pasuk to tell me what? You do the meal even on Shabbos. How do you know you can't do it at night? Because it says Ben Shmonis Yomim. Ben Shmonis Yomim. Right? So what's going on? How do you know you can't do meal B'laila? Is it because of B'yom HaShmini or is it because of Ben Shmonis Yomim? What's the answer? The answer is the same answer. Halacha l'maisa. If it wasn't for the pasuk of Ben Shmonis Yomim, I would know l'maisa from the word biyom. But biyom is a backup pasuk, and there are numerous examples in Shas. Numerous examples in Shas that the Gemara will quote a pasuk, but it's really the backup marker for this din. And therefore, that's how it answers all three kashas. They fall like a domino. Okay, that's 17. 18. What does Tosfos ask to steer in the words of Yochanan? L'gabei Yehush K'dikona or not? And what is Tosfos Teretz? So that's the next Tosfos. The next Tosfos here on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, right? The next Tosfos on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Tosfos Tirmasko Ki asks to steer. He says like this. He says, what is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? Okay? Rabbi Yochanan, Lamais in our Gemara, holds that Yehush Kedi is what? The Gemara seems to say that Yehush Kedi is what? Is Kona. That's what the Gemara seems to say. No. It says that it's Kona. Yesh b'kidi is kona. You kona b'yesh. The only reason why it's possible is because of mitzvah b'baver. Gemara seems to say black and white. Rabbi Yochanan says yesh kidi alone is kona. Big problem. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that yesh kidi is not kona at all. And if you what? If you shecht and you go ahead and sell your animal, Allah Kamaiz would be chayv chamisha arbav chamisha, because we assume it's not your animal. And he says it. Gemara says in the Baba Kama there in Daf Samaches. He also says in the end of Baba Kama akuf tevav. They say Shin Rishus and Yeush alone, Yeush are not Kona. Now, if Yeush alone was Kona, obviously who cares about the order, right? So obviously Yeush alone is not Kona. So you have two Gemaras above a Kama that say Yeush alone is not Kona against our Gemara that says it is. That's Tosis Kasha. Very, very strong Kasha. Okay? We got it? That's Tosis Kasha. What does Tosis ask Astira? And what is their answer now? Oh. So what's the answer? Same question, right? What's their answer? So he says a very beautiful answer. He says, you know what? Maybe you got a mistake in Gersa. What's the mistake in Gersa? It says, Hakanya v'sulo. Don't have the word Yeush. Meaning, what are you kona with, Donnie? What are you kona with in our Gemara? Not with Yeush alone, but Yeush and what else? And Shinu Hashem. Doesn't the Gemara say kona v'yeush? No, take the word Yeush out. That's one way of answering it. What's another way of answering it? What's another way of answering it? Leave it in. You leave it in, but what does it mean? You're kona with Yeush and Shinu Hashem because it became hektish. And therefore, if it became hektish, that's how you're kona in Halacha L'maaseh. So that's what Tosfos says. That answers number what? Number 18. Again, get the stira. And Rabbi Yochanan, Yeush Kedi, lo kona to Gemara Zabba Kama. What do you do with our Gemara? No problem. Our Gemara, take out the Gersa, never said Yeush, never said kona with Yeush. Or it said it, but it meant Yeush plus what, Donnie? Yeush and Shinu Hashem, because the thing became hektish. Okay, that's 18. 19. What does Tosfos ask and answer Legabe Mitzvah Bo Bavera after Yeush Bechri is Kona? Okay? So Tosfos goes on here, and he says an amazing Chiddush, right? What is Tosfos' amazing Chiddush here? He says an amazing Chiddush. He says, I have a problem. He says, I have no idea. He said, what's going on here? Mimonav Shoch. Okay, please get it. What does Tosfos ask and answer? He says, the Gemara says, according to the Ma'amar Yeush Kidi is Kona, the Gemara asks him Baba Kama, but what do you do with what? What do you do with the din of Korbanot? It's Mashma, the Yeush Kidi is not Kona. And the Gemara says, Beferish Lamaisa, who learns the Yeush Kidi is Lo Kona from Pesach, Leis Le Takanta. So we see Beferish Lamaisa, how can you prove to me that Yeush is not Kona from what? From the din of Korbano, what can you say? What's Tosfos Kasha? Again, the Gemara Baba Kama proves that Yeush Kidi is not Kona from the Pasuk Korbano. What kind of rye is that? Maybe all Yeush Kidi is Kona, but there's a din of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Like who? Like Rabbeinu Tam Shita. He's basically speaking out Rabbeinu Tam Shita in our Tosfos. Even though he doesn't mention Rabbeinu Tam the whole Tosfos, but in the Kasha, he's performing Rabbeinu Tam Shita. How does Gemara Baba Kama prove? Oh, from Korbano we hold Yeush Kidi is low Kona. What are you talking about? Maybe Yeush Kidi is Kona. The reason why it's not good is because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. That's Tosfos Kasha. So what's Tosfos Teretz? So Tosfos says the following Teretz. Please get it. He says that that's wrong. I don't subscribe to Rabbeinu Tam. Mitzvah Baba Avera cannot continue after the Zakinyan. And that's what he says Beferish. He says once you're Kona the thing, it's no longer Mitzvah Baba Avera. So it must be that Korbano tells me Yeush Kidi is low Kona. You don't give me the business that Mitzvah Baba Avera can continue after he made a Kinyan. It's simply not true. And that's what he says. He says, it happens at one shot. I call that a Mitzvah Baba Avera. Yeush and Shinu Rishus, Yeush and Shinu Hashem, L'maisa, makes it a Mitzvah Baba Avera. That's fine. But for you to say Mitzvah Baba Avera continues after you coin it, that's not considered to be acceptable at all. And he goes on to say, remember, your Kona, Kona Baguda. And he says, even if you don't have the Aguda, you're Kona with Shinu Hashem on Yontif. And he said, even on Yontif, Allah L'maisa. The only way Mitzvah Baba Avera can be said is at the same time you make the Kinyan. There is no way Mitzvah Baba Avera can continue after what? After the Kinyan is made. Avram, you got me? That's the Rari Shita. He's answering, debunking the Rabbeinu Tam. You cannot say, oh, Yeush Kidi is Kona, and therefore it's possible because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Mitzvah Baba Avera is only said at the same time in your Kona. You cannot say Mitzvah Baba Avera continues after you Kona the object. Yes, Avram.
Are they proving that Yeush Kidi is not Kona? Or
Yeah, they're working with that shita. Yesh kedius lo kona. That's what he held in the kasha. He says, why does the Gemara ask on a carbono proves yesh kedius lo kona? Maybe it's yesh kedius kona, and the reason why it's a problem is the mitzvah baba veira. That's what maybe carbono is being machadish. That was Tosh kasha. Tosh kasha is like Rabbeinu Tam. Then Tosh backs out of it and says, no, it's impossible. Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. You only say mitzvah baba veira at the time you make the kinyan zeilu. Doesn't continue afterwards. So carbono is telling me you're not kona. And therefore, it's what? It's a mitzvah baba veira. And even when you want to tell me Yehush Hashinu Hashem, that's a mitzvah veira at that time, when it happens. Halach lamaitz. Okay, that's 19. Okay, 20, guys. Let's go. What does Tosfos ask on the from the Gemara, the Gabi Tachna Sa Chitin? What's the case? You steal some wheat, and you grind it up, in your mafresh challah. And what does the Gemara say in Baba Kama Tzadi Dalam and Aleph? Ein zeh mevarech ela menayitz. It's not a brach, it's disgusting. It's despicable to Hashem. It's despicable that to Hashem that a guy does that. What does Tosfos ask from? What do you see from that Gemara? You see from that Gemara that mitzvah baba veira is what applies even after you were kona. How were you kona? The thing you did a shinui. You stole wheat and you ground it down. You baked it. Ein lecha shinui gadol mizeh. And it still says it's a problem because of mitzvah baba veira. Kasha on himself. I thought mitzvah baba veira doesn't continue after the kinyan. That's a riot like Rabbeinu Tam. It's a great kashin. That's number 20. Please get it.
Rabbi, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. Tosfos' whole theory is that you only say mitzvah baba veira at the time you do the kinyan gzeila, right? But mitzvah baba veira does not continue, for example, after yod yesh kedi kona, but mitzvah baba veira can continue, right? That's Rabbeinu Tam's theory. Tosfos says it's wrong. Is that correct? That Gemara baba kama shows slam dunk, not that way. It shows that mitzvah baba veira can continue after you made a kinyan. I did a shinui on the wheat. I stole it, ground it up, baked it. And it still says I'm despicable by saying a bracha. Why? Because of mitzvah baba veira. What do you mean? I did shinui, it was kona. Why are you saying mitzvah baba veira? You see that it continues. He asks on himself. That's Tosfos kasha. Adam, clear? You got me? That's number 20. Avram, yeah? 20. That was 20. 21. What are the two terutz from Tosfos answer that kasha? He says, you know what? The Gemara didn't mean it. It was a dechui ba'alma. It was a shlagah. The Gemara, the Maisa, wanted to prove that Rav Lozer ben Yaakov, the Maisa, lefia emes, Rav Lozer ben Yaakov told Shinui is not Kona. It is not Kona. The Gemara wanted to say a possibility maybe that Rav Lozer ben Yaakov told Shinui is Kona. Forget about it. The Gemara slugs it up, the Maisa. The Gemara slugs it up. The Gemara is doicher. See, the Gemara wanted to say Rav Lozer ben Yaakov holds Shinui is ain't a Kona. The Gemara shrugs up. No, he holds Kona, but mitzvah baba veira. No, the Gemara didn't mean it. The Gemara didn't mean it. Halacha lemaisa. Lefi ames, he holds Shinui is ain't a Kona. And the reason why he's saying mitzvah baba veira, Adam, is why? Because you're not Kona. But in a Hanami, if you would be Kona, there's no way mitzvah baba veira would be said afterwards. No way. The Gemara did not mean it. The Gemara just wanted to say, oh, Rav Lozer ben Yaakov maybe holds Shinui Kona, but mitzvah baba veira can continue after this. The Gemara didn't mean it. It meant it's a fleeting possibility. At the end of the day, Shinui is not Kona, and that's why you say mitzvah baba veira. You never say mitzvah baba veira after you made the kinyan. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam is not right. That's one answer. What's the other answer? Beautiful answer. Rabbeinu Tam is wrong, says the Tosfos, but I will agree with Rabbeinu Tam in one case of a bracha. It is despicable and disgusting to say a bracha after what you were kona something through stealing. Shiny bracha, the yiskir l'shem shamayim. Remember that? It's not. Even though the Reese says Rabbeinu Tam, you're wrong, there is a disease to say a bracha over that. It's like a disgusting thing. The guy says a bracha. I, lamaisa, you were what? I thought you don't mitzvah b'ver doesn't say it. It's not said after your kona. It does regarding brachas. It's disgusting, lamaisa. Does regarding brachas, even though we said that a bracha lamaisa, remember we said the shtickle Torah on this? We wanted to say that, what do you see from this Tosfos? You see from this Tosfos that what? That lamaisa, in other words, the raya of Tosfos, we were bothered by this, you remember that? Because mitzvah baba veira, lamaisa, what's the raya on that? There's a mitzvah hafrosh eschal and there's a bracha, right? There's a mitzvah hafrosh eschal and there's a bracha. So the bottom line is here is that Lamaisa, you see that what? You see that it applies. Isn't Tosfos saying it's only regarding the bracha? Are you Yotze Afrosh Eschala?
Yeah.
Are you Yotze Afrosh Eschala?
Because
I mean, I thought Tosis brought up this Gemara in the Top Tosis. What did he say in the Top Tosis? Didn't he bring up this Gemara showing the mitzvah bar applies to all mitzvahs? Now he's saying that what? The Hafrash is Chala, you are Yotze with it, just you shouldn't say a bracha?
It says Hafrash is Hafrash Mimena Chala, the Ein Zem Mibarach El Menayetz.
Yeah, so, but it's...
Yotze, you just don't say a bracha.
Yeah, but it seemed from that previous Tosis, you're not Yotze though. No, Tosis is trying to prove that Gemara that we say mitzvah bar outside of what Karbonos. So it's Mashman, you're not Yotze what? It's Mashman, you're not Yotze. It's Mashman, you're not Yotze. You know what I'm saying? Not Yotze of other mitzvahs. He was taking that to say not Yotze. Here in this Tosis, he's going with the line of the Gemara that you might have been Yotze Challah, just vis-a-vis the Brach, it's not good. Just we made that Har and Shir. Remember that? I said that over Shudder. He said it was a good, very good Har. You follow what I'm saying? The Top Tosis tried to use that Gemara as an example. Avim, you follow the mitzvah, but it applies to all mitzvahs. But now we're saying it's only impinging upon the Brach. Maybe you are Yotze the Challah. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Matthew?
Well,
real quick, go ahead.
We can say that it makes sense why the bracha you shouldn't say. Well, I have two things. One, it makes sense why you shouldn't say the bracha because the whole thing of idea behind brachos. I mean, one of the ideas behind bracha is that it's like you're stealing from Hashem. So how could you say a bracha?
Well, this is a birkas a mitzvah. You know what I mean? This is not birkas nenin. Bracha on a fresh challah is a birkas a mitzvah, but it is a matter. You're right. Challah matters you to eat it. So maybe you're yotze the matter, but you're not yotze the mitzvah. You're not yotze the mitzvah. The bracha was on the mitzvah. So maybe that's how you can answer it. Maybe you're not yotze the mitzvah, yotze the matter. You hear what I'm saying? I can answer the two toysim. Maybe as a matter, it does mafresh the challah, but lamais, I didn't get any points at Shemayim. So maybe that's how toysim could bring in a zaraya, that mitzvah bar applies to other mitzvahs outside korbanos. And at the same time, you're focusing on the bracha. Okay.
And it also seems like here that I don't think that Tosos works well with the Rav Svara about it being on the Chavtza, because I feel like here it's quite the opposite. The whole bracha thing is on the Gavra. It's like, how could you be a Gavra that you stole, and even though by laws of Kenyan it's yours now,
you can't
make a bracha on it because it doesn't mean the Chavtza.
But this is, you're saying good, but this is within who? This is within the Ri.
The Ri
is saying the Rav's vorted, the Ri is on the Gavra, remember?
The Ri is on the Gavra,
and therefore the Bracha, he says, I'll let it go with the Gavra. That'll be a problem.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, so I think Itaka fits quite well.
That works very well.
All right, very good, excellent. Okay, where are we up to? That's 21. 22, guys, let's go. How does Rabbeinu Tam Asbi the Gemara's the Gavi Ula? You remember that? So let's put it all together with the Taisis we had at Daftes. Let's get it clear. Ula said a beautiful shot. And Tosis put it together. He said like this. What's the problem? The problem is as follows. There's three Gemaras. I want you to make sure we get them. There are three Gemaras. The first Gemara was in Gittin about a stolen Chattis. And the Gemara says that Ula said that whether it's known it was stolen or whether it's not known, it's not Mechaper. Why is it not Mechaper? Because Yehush Kedi is not Kona. Right? And the Behema is not going to be good, and the no Kohanim are going to want to do a vote in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember that? And therefore we saw that what? We saw that Halacha L'maisa, Yehush alone is not Kona. So the Gemara, that's one Gemara. What are the two other Gemaras? The Gemara says of Baba Kama, remember we said about a Ganaf and a Gazan by the leather? What do we say by a Ganaf and a Gazan by the leather? Remember we had a Machlej of Shimon in the Chachamim? Yeah, does the guy give up or does the guy not give up? We had two machlokes.
She's
a mafioso or you don't know who it is, you're never going to get it back. But what is it clear from the Gemara Baba Kama Kuftet Vav? That if everyone knows there's Yehush, what's the din? It works. Halacha L'maisa. So you have a Gemara in Gittin that says Yehush alone is not good. Please get it. And you have the Gemara Baba Kama in the end about the leather that says Yehush alone is what is good. So you have a stira. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Let's get it. So Rabbeinu Tam says an amazing chiddush. Okay, please get it. How does Rabbeinu Tam answer the Gemara? He says, no problem. He says, in my opinion, the Iker Gemara is Gittin. Yehush alone is Kona. Okay? I'm sorry. The Iker Gemara is Baba Kama. Yehush alone is Kona. Avram, you got me? But why is the Gemara Gittin different? Because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. And you see Mitzvah Baba Avera is Diraisa, and he says, don't give me this business. That mitzvah b'aver is on psul de rabbanim. Remember we said that was a tzitzin daftes? Rabbeinu Tam said that was bogus. It's not true. Mitzvah b'aver is a din d'oraisa, and that's why you're not mechaper. So I want you to get it. Ula ol yesh kedi is kona. The ikur gemara is baba kama kuf tet vav. Gittin is the exception, because mitzvah b'aver continues after he made a kinyan. That is Rabbi Natam Shita Halacha L'Maisa. Once Yes Yehuda.
Wasn't there also those
Shinu? We're going to get to it. Very good, excellent. Get to it. That's 22. 23. How did the Re? Okay, I'm sorry. It's Eich, not Ein. Eich Hari Masbir Et HaGamara's Lagabi Ula. The Re comes along and says, your answer of Benatam is no good. Why is it no good? Because there's a third Gemara. The third Gemara is in Baba Kama earlier in Samach Zainab is, Rabbah says, Yehush Kedi is Lokona from where? From Korbono. From Korbono. Remember that? Yeah. It says Korbono. So he says, it's very hard to say. The Gemara says, Beferish Ulan Gittin says, Yehush Kedi is Lokona. Don't tell me all it's Kona. Yeah? And also the Gemara in Baba Kama on Samach Zainab says, Yehush Kedi from Korbono shows it's not good. For Rabbeinu Tam, how would Rabbah show that the Ulal Lo Kona from there? Must be Yeshua's Black Kona. So he says there's another Gemara in Baba Kama. So he says it's very, very difficult to say what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. And therefore he says, what in my opinion, Ulal's Yehush Kedi is not Kona. So how's he Mazbe the Gemaras? So that's what Yehuda was Machavin to. He says as follows. He says, the Gemara in the end of Baba Kama, Kuftet Vavu Menal, says with the leather, that there's not just Yehush, there's something called Shinu Hashem. So therefore, since there's Yehush and Shinu Hashem, therefore you make the what? Make the leather into a carpet, and therefore the Allah is Yehush plus Shinu Hashem, everyone agrees it's Kona, and therefore don't ask me from the Gemara and then the Baba Kama, Kuf Tet Vav. So the Gemara in Gittin says Yehush Kedi is low Kona, the Gemara in Baba Kama and Samach Zion says Yehush Kedi is Kona, I, Baba Kama says Yehush Kedi is Kona, Chasr Shalom. It said Yehush and Shinu Hashem is Kona, because you make the thing from a piece of leather into a carpet. Very good, Yehuda. But there's one problem. What's the one problem? What's the one problem? Why is Korbono not Yehush and Shinu Hashem? Aren't you Makdish the Korban? You steal the animal and you're Makdish the Korban. So why isn't it a Shinu Hashem? Why isn't that a Shinu Hashem Halacha L'maisa? Right? No, that's the problem. But it's Yehush and Shinu Hashem L'maisa. Right? So if it's Yehush and Shinu Hashem L'maisa, if you were Makdish it Halacha L'maisa, what'll be the din? Right? Even though by Korban there's a Shinu Hashem, you did change it, right? Shinu Hashem L'maisa should be good, right? So if Shinu Hashem should be good, so what's the din in that case, right? So he wanted to say like this, don't you have Yeshu Shinu Hashem? She should be Kona in one shot, Matthew. All in one shot, right? Let it all work. Babas Achas. You're asking good, but the answer is, let it work, Babas Achas. How does a guy ever free his ever Kanani? Gitav Yoram Boy Kachas. Aren't you giving it to yourself? No. The second he gives a star shikur to his Eved Kanani, he acquires his own hand. Doesn't it, whatever the Eved owner gets, he's giving to himself? No, it happens in one shot. So too, the Yeshu Shinu Hashem should happen in one shot. So why is it not good? So he says an amazing answer to us. You got to get this. This is, I think, what you were driving at, Matthew. In other words, Korbono tells me that before you're Makdash it, it's got to be yours. It doesn't work, Babas Achas. Does not work. It's got to be yours in all one shot. Now, even though L'maisa, the Hekdish is what? The Hekdish is Chal. Halacha L'maisa. Because L'maisa, in one shot, L'gavi Yesh and Shin Rishus, it's not a Chazul HaKrava, because it's got to be Korbono at the time you are what? You are Makdash. It's a special din in Korbonos. So after it's all said and done, what is the Re's conclusion? We stress this. The Re's conclusion is that Ulol Yesh Kedi is low Konim. Gemara Gittin shows it. Gemara Baba Kama Samach Zion shows it. Kuf Ted Vav is different because Yesh and Shinu Hashem. Why is it Korbono Samach Zion not Yesh and Shinu Hashem? Lamais, it might be, but there's a special din by Korbonos by Hekdesh. It's got to be yours at the time you're Makdesh. It cannot work with Basachas. The leather case not talking about Korbonos like you just said. What's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? Avram, that Ulol's Yesh Kedi is Kona, and Mitzvah Baba Vera continues. The Re debunks that. Mitzvah Baba Vera cannot continue. That's why we're causing all this Cheshbonos. Proud of you guys. Just go through it inside. Lamai Sosso. You got this in your mind. Okay? All right. What's number what? 23.
24.
That was 23. 24 we're up to. B'men nechlechu ramam v'rayv l'gabi birkas nenen l'ochel ha'gazel. Interesting din. We talked about L'maisa, guys. We said guys who mooch food off other people. Remember, I said I was out of town. They come and eat all my food, right? I gave them rishus, my friends, when I was your age, L'maisa. But let's say a guy doesn't mooch and he steals, God forbid. So what's the din on stolen food? Do you say a birkas nenin? Amazing. So we said this is a machlokes ramam rivet. Please get it. Very interesting machlokes. Machlez Ramam Ravid, whether you say a birkas nenen on stolen food. Guys should never steal. You got to make sure that's what Donnie. Donnie was asking me before sure. He said, Rebbe, can I eat that stuff? You didn't want to eat stolen food. Yeah, I'm proud of you. Don't just stop and say it's around, therefore I can eat it. Please. Please, what'd you say?
Are you supposed to know if it's stealing or not?
So, that's why you should be machmir.
Oh, is it?
Should
yeah,
be machmir.
Yeah,
let's get it. Let's get it. The Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos. We'll talk about it another time when you say it's hefker. Okay, but please get this. The Rambam writes: you do not say a bracha, bless you, on a stolen object, whether it is a you don't say a bracha. But chilu b'sof. The Rambam says it's ridiculous. You don't do a zimun on stolen food. But Allah l'maisa. The Kesef Mishnah writes, the Rambam says, you don't say a bracha on a stolen item, it's despicable. The Rambam holds Allah l'maisa, it's despicable, and therefore Birkas Nenin, you don't say a bracha on Dvar Avera. The Ravid says, again, the Rambam holds a mitzvah above Avera. Please get it. It's despicable. You know what the Ravid says? Mitzvah above Avera is only said when what? The Avera caused the Goyrim. Here it's Poshit, that's a din in Birkas Mitzvah, not Birkas Nenin. You don't apply it to Birkas Nenin. You only apply it to Birkas HaMitzvahs. Machloikas Rambam Ravid. Please get it. Rambam applies this theory of despicable. Ein zeh b'bracha, even Birkas Nenin, you don't say a bracha. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says it only applies to Birkas HaMitzvahs, not Birkas Nenin. Remember we said David Ram said there are four categories of brachas? Birkas HaMitzvahs, Birkas Nenin, Birkas Shevach Lodoya, and Birkas Tefillah. Okay. Then answer number 24. 25. What do we say about Kriya on a stolen Begit? Interesting din. A guy steals a Begit. What's the din? Halacha l'maisa. Okay?
Kriya is good.
Oh. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yordaya, right? It says in the Shulchan Aruch in Yordaya, let's mention the Mar Makom. He says, if you steal a Begit in the Tir Kriya, are you Yotz or not? Okay? It's an interesting din. Please get it. What did the Rambam say about a stolen lulav on the second day and the rest of the days? Rambam, the Machaber, we know that already. From Shir today, is it kosher? Yes. He paskin like Shmuel in the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Gemara Nachmeni. What is the Machaber paskin your day in Hilchos Ovel? That if you steal a stolen shirt, he says you're not Yotze like Matthew said. Seemingly that's a stira, right? Seemingly that's a stira. Isn't that a stira? Isn't that a stira? I thought mitzvah baba avera according to Ram does not apply to a mitzvah rabbanon. Isn't kriya mitzvah rabbanon? You can't tell me that kriya is mitzvah rabbanon. Only the Ravid holds that. It's a collector's item. All the rishonim say kriya is only the rabbanon. There's a one Ravid that says diraisa. It's very hard to say the Ram holds that the Shulchan Aruch holds that kriya is diraisa. So I want you to get the following. Could be the following. Maybe the kriya sabegit is itself the avera. So when you tear someone else's begit, you're stealing it. By tearing it. When you steal it through the stealing, maybe the Mechaber is willing to say mitzvah baba avera will apply even to a mitzvah rabbanon. Because the avera, the kriyas abeg is itself the avera. And therefore, despite the fact that the mitzvah is the rabbanon, you will apply mitzvah baba avera and you will not be yotze. Whereas when I stole the lulav, my shaking the lulav is not the stealing. I stole it before. You follow what I'm saying? That's what we want to suggest.
Why would stealing the baguette not be the act of stealing?
What'd you say?
Why would stealing the baguette not be the
act of stealing? No, I'm saying the scenario the Machaber's talking about is that I ripped someone's baguette. That's what I'm saying. You had no kavanah to be kona the object until you actually ripped it. Okay? Maybe that's what you could suggest. But I want you to, it's a very hard kasha. Okay, we're giving it teretz, but it's a hard kasha. Yes, Yehuda?
So what if you stole the baguette like a while ago?
So that's what Avram's saying. It should be like the lulav case. Shouldn't be a problem. So I'm saying we're making a new kimta where he had no kavana to be kona until he actually rips it. Okay, it's a bit of a new kimta. It's difficult. Very difficult. But making a new kimta to try to solve it. So it's not poshut. It's hard to say that kriya is diraisa. Okay, yes, Akiva. That's Shabbos. This is stealing. You mean you're saying that it's not in the... what's the answer? The answer to your kasha, I think he asked that originally, is that the Chil Shabbos is really external. It's not in the chefs of the Begit. There's the Gavra was Machal Shabbos by the fact he tore. But the stealing is in the chefsa. The stealing is in the chefs of the begging. Your stealing is the ripping. The Chil Shabbos is like an external aver. It's like when you carry the matzahs through Rosh Hashanah. You're following the nature of the aver is external by Chil Shabbos. But here the stealing is itself the aver by your ripping. It's a good kasha, but I think that's the chiluk. Okay. That answers number what? That answers number 25. 26, guys. Let's go. And then we'll finish up something on Hilchos Pesach. 26. You ready?
It's too early.
No. Oh, yeah? Oh, you're right, because the time clock.
Yeah, they got us.
Spring forward for more Torah. You know, fall back, spring forward. That's how you remember, right? Okay. You guys never heard of that?
I like that one, right?
Okay.
Oh, you got that one?
Let's go. All right, but it's spring forward for the Torah, for the lumpness of Torah. Okay, let's finish up. We'll do it, and then we'll do something else. 26. What's the mincha shchinas chiddush l'gav the din mitzvah b'bavera, and what does Reb Shimon Shkop say on it? You got to get this. Mincha shchinas said the following. What did Tosfos ask on Daf Tes? Why do you need a pasuk of Chagas Sukkos Tassel l'chad apostel Sukkah Gzula? Why can't you learn out from the klal of mitzvah b'bavera? Yeah? It's a great kasha, right? So mincha shchinas has his own answer to that kasha, which you got to get. The mincha shchinas says that mitzvah b'bavera only apostles the gavra. But it doesn't disease the chefsa. So I would have thought, says the Minchas Chinuch, if I just had the principle of mitzvah b'aver, it's not a psul and add some sukkah. So the rest of the day is a sukkah, so I don't have to eat. It's just us to eat outside. If I sat in a sukkah gzula, I wouldn't be over nisr. Because the only on the what? Oh, mitzvah b'aver only passes the gavra. The chefsa is not diseased. So if I ate in the sukkah the rest of the days of sukkah, I wouldn't be like I'm eating outside the sukkah. Comes the pasuk and tells me you stole the sukkah, it's a zero. It's like you're sitting outside. Because mitzvah b'aver is only a din in the gavra. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Donnie, you got me?
Got it.
Mitzvah b'aver is only a din in the gavra, says the Minchas Chinuch. Reb Shimon Shkop says you're wrong. I disagree with you. Mitzvah b'aver is a din in the chefsa. Much like that Yusham, it's a psul in the chefsa. It's not just a chesaron in the gavra. Therefore, when you sit in a stolen sukkah based on mitzvah b'aver, it's like sitting outside. I don't buy that answer, says Reb Shimon Shkop. It's in the notes in the bottom of Minchas Chinuch that Reb Shimon argued. Reb Shimon Shkop was a great goon, the Shari Yosher. Right? Who wrote up the Shiurim? Reb Shechter's father-in-law, Zatzal. Reb Shapiro was a Rosh Yeshiva, a great Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vadas. He wrote up the Shiurim of Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher. He actually was a Rebbe in the Rosh Yeshiva in YU in the 20s for a short time. Then he went back to Europe. Reb Shimon Shkop, yes, it's a great goon.
It's from somebody that's farmed by YU.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good. Good. Svi is mechadish. That's why they put the Shari Yosher in the Reveim Svarim. Very good. Okay, very good. Okay, that's number 26. 27. Yes, Avram. Shari Yosher disagreed and said, Mitzvah over echoing Yusham that didn't in the Chefsa. Don't give me who's in the Gavra. Okay, and lastly, 27. Eicha Mishnas Rabaran. Who's the Mishnas Rabaran? Rabaran Kaldur Zatzal. And the Mishnas Yaivitz of Zhulti answer the Kasha of Tyson Sukkah Daftes. How do they answer the Kasha? So they say the following. They say a beautiful answer. I want you to make sure you get it. They want a Taina, Allah Maisa, that there are two dinim in mitzvah b'bavera. One is a din in the Gavra, one is a din in the Chefsa, which is echoed by the two Makoros. Vevesim is a Pesach, is a din in the Chefsa, and Eila Mitzvah is a din in the Gavra. So Lomaisa, what he wanted to tie in is that if you say that there are two din in mitzvah b'bavera, that's why you need both psukim. In other words, why do you need chagasuk tasalacha? Because the din of mitzvah b'bavera is only a din in the gavra from eila mitzvahs. Chagasuk tasalacha is a din in the chefsa ve'vesim is a pesach. So it comes out l'maisa. That's why you need the two psukim. You need the two psukim to say that there is a din, and we plug this in very well. You hold like the Ritva, B'Shem Balatetz, Mitzvah B'Aver is only said by Ritzui. So if Mitzvah B'Aver is only said by Ritzui, you're in big trouble. Mitzvah B'Aver is only done in the Gavra. You can't say Mitzvah B'Aver on the what? On the Chefsa. Sukkah doesn't have Ritzui. So therefore you need the Pasuk of what? Chagasukas Tassalcha comes to tell me this din. Because what type of Chefsa has the din of Mitzvah B'Aver? Only mitzvah that have Ritzui. So you put it together, the two makoros with the Ritva, the Shem Baal HaTais, it comes out beautiful. Halacha L'maaseh. You got it? Mitzvah B'aver is only a din in the Gavra Eila Mitzvahs. Mitzvah B'aver a din in the Chefsa, Vesim Mitzvahs, only by dinim that have Ritzui. So therefore, how do you else get the mitzvah of Baba Vera on Sukkah where it has no ritzui? You dig up the posel. That's what Rabbi Rekhodah Zatzal said, and that's what Rav Zhulti said as well. Okay, let's close with something from Pesach. We mentioned the din, but I want you guys to get this. Please get it. Remember we said on Pesach there's an Isser Mashu, but we didn't have time to describe why. You can have 1,000 to 1. You have a chicken soup, a meat soup, a drop of chametz throws in, you got to throw the whole thing out.
Rabbaz,
why is that?
Rabbaz, famous Rabbaz chuba.
Okay, that's what this is, Mashu, you know, the halacha lamaisa, but I want you to get why. Okay? Please get it. The Mordechai writes, there's two other foods in halacha that's a chiyuv karis, chaylev and dam. Every day of our lives, that's asur. Chametz only asur 8 days a year. So because of that, we get very used to it. So because there's a chiyuv karis and we're so used to it, the chacham tagged down a chumra of an isur mashu. That's what the Mordechai writes. That's why we throw it out even 1,000 to 1. Chumra de karis and lo bedile. Okay?
Lo bedile
mine. People do not what? People don't separate. Correct. This is the Mordechai skiddush. Please get it. Isur mashu. Mordechai is based on chumra de karis. And also what? Lo bedili. Why do we add on lo bedili? Because dam and karis, dam and chelev, if there's 1,000 to 1, what's the din? It's batel. Why don't you throw it out? It's chumra and karis. Because people are usher every day. No, everyone's nervous about it. They won't come to eat it. Chometz says it's added svar. You follow me? So that's the Mordechai's theory. You got to know this. Isser mashu. Sochem daflamen. However, the Rambam argues. The Rambam holds that chometz is a dover, sheyesh lo matirin, afilu be'elef lo batel. What does afilu be'elef lo batel mean?
Even if it has it's not both.
Why?
Because it's so...
I have 999 oranges in a barrel. One of the oranges, an orange falls off the tree on Shabbos, goes in the barrel. I don't know where it is now. Should be 999-1-1, buckle it.
Oh, it's so scary.
No, I'm talking about a case, an example of Dover Shishlo Matirin Dine. It's muksa. Why is it muksa? Fell off the tree. Why don't you say bittle? So Rashi says, I never rely on dinim of bittle if I can just wait till Saturday night. Saturday night, that orange is no longer muksa, right? So why rely on dinim of bittle? Dover Shishlo Matirin, afilu be'elef, lo buckle. You understand that? That's what Rashi writes in Maseches Beit. Rambam says the same thing. Why can't you wait till after Pesach? You got a mixture of 1,000 to 1. Wait till after Pesach. It's fine. Come, it's not us after Pesach. That's why the Rambam says, Dover Shishlo Matirin, afilu be'elef, lo buckle. That's why there's an Isser Mashu. You got that? There are two approaches in Rishonim why there's an Isser Mashu. I want you guys to know this. Why do you think the Mordechai doesn't hold like the Rambam? You know why? You take that same piece of bread next Pesach and you froze it and it didn't go spoiled. Would that be usher? Yes. When you say Dover Shishlo Matirin, the Mordechai says it means mutter forever. This is not going to be mutter forever. It recycles itself. That's not called the Dover Shishlo Matirin system, Mordechai. I disagree with you. Rambam says, I'm sorry. Most of the year it's fine. I call that a Dover Shishlo Matirin. You understand why the Mordechai defies the Rambam? Now, what's usually, who does the Mechaber usually hold like?
Rambam.
Here he does it. And I want to show you the din. We'll close with this. What's the din if my wife bakes cookies on Erev Pesach with a chumetz sticker tray? All the materials are Pesedik. What's the din? On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Am I allowed to eat those cookies on Erev Pesach? Yes, I am. It's Baltu B'Shishim. Why?
On Erev Pesach?
Erev Pesach.
But not on Pesach.
After Chatzos. No, Erev Pesach.
Even after Zman?
After Zman, Chatzos. Why does the Mechaber say it's Mutter? You know why the Mechaber? Because the Mechaber paskins like who?
The Mordechai.
The Mordechai. Because why is there a Chutzur Mashu? Because of Chumen of Kars. Are you Chayef Kars on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? No, it's only a lav. Still lost to the Arise, but there's no Karis. Then maybe there's no Isser Mashu. Whereas according to the Rambam, what's the din? It is Usser. So you should have to wait till after Pesach. So you see, the Mechaber does not side with the Rambam here. He sides with the Mordechai al-Pidin. And that's in essence What if you ever saw matzah boxes, 18-minute matzahs? What is 18-minute matzahs? It means in the matzah factories, they clean the trays every 18 minutes. When they bake in January or February, they clean it every 18 minutes. Because in January or February, it's Balta B'Shishu. The question is, on Pesach, will it pop up and say, I got you? That's a din in your day called Choser V'Neor. You were Mavatul in January or February, but it'll pop up and get you because now there's an Isser Mashu. But if you clean it every 18 minutes, then spick and span. There's no concept. So 18-minute matzah is their machmer to make sure there's nothing there. Because otherwise, there might be some stuff that's there that may be leavened and fermented. I got a problem. But in January and February, it's not a problem. It's Balta B'Shishu, because no Isser Chametz in January and February. But when Pesach comes, it'll get up. It gets up and gets you. So to avoid that, Shaila and Rishon, and Machlis Rush and the Riff, whether you say Chosem and Eor, you bake and make sure every 18 minutes is spick and span, it's totally clean, and it won't be a problem. That's the Hesber of 18 minutes matzahs. So now you know what this Ramash is, and now when the Mechaber holds like who? The Mordechai against the Rambam. And that's why we are so makbid and nervous about in Yonei Pesach with Chametz. Because the Chachamim said, this is a very serious din, Ski of Karis, and we'll tag in Isser Mashu on it. We'll see other dinim, Bez Hashem, as we go more, how we have this din Isser Mashu. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Continue Chazara, guys. We'll see. I would imagine, you know, we'll see. Maybe Thursday will be the beginning, or maybe in the beginning of next week. Okay?
You want to do beginning of next week?
Okay, we'll see. We got a Chazar. Only if we Chazar strong. Okay, Dan? Okay, everyone have a good day. Don't forget Mincha Dominion. 137, you said?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Very good. 136.